As winter turns to spring, a homeowner's thoughts turn to home improvement. But those chores come with a risk of injury. This week on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen speak with Dr. Ryan Stanton, emergency physician and medical director at the University of Kentucky Good Samaritan Hospital, about the most common home improvement injuries.
What are some of the most common mistakes people make when they start a project at home?
Well, getting into the warmer weather in the spring is like trying to get a bunch of couch potatoes up and tell them to run a marathon. It's just asking for trouble. And for us in the emergency room, the spring is always a time where we get this huge influx of patients. A lot of times people just trying to save a few dollars to do things that they probably aren't best trained to do. Most common being falls off ladders, roofs, people getting their tools out, the lawnmowers, the trimmers, anything sharp. Some of the back injuries from lifting and moving things. And then, of course, every male needs to get out that hammer and nail, and for some reason that thumb tries to get right there in the way and gets smacked a few times. It's common enough that I've probably done it 3 or 4 times in the last couple of months myself. And it's one of those things that just how many times you do it can whack that thumb.
All right, let's go back to falls. Is the severity of a fall necessarily determined by distance from the ground, or can a fall still be a dangerous one at any distance?
Any type of distance can be very dangerous, and incredible things that you think would be surely fatal, people walk away from. I've seen people in the emergency room that have fallen 30 feet off a roof and basically walked away from it. And I've seen people fall in the bathroom off their toilet and have had serious life-threatening injuries. There's a lot of factors that go into it. Height is one of them. The next one, the surface you land on. Is it a hard concrete surface or is it a mulch bed? Also, the person that is falling. Is it somebody who's young and healthy or is it somebody elderly? And finally, it's how are you falling? If you're falling down head first, your risk is going to be much higher than if you land on something that has a little bit more padding to it.
That was emergency physician Ryan Stanton speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of this interview can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, this Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.